All right, author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. The book is Multi-Front War, Defending America from Political Islam, China, Russia, Pandemics, and Racial Strife. I want to welcome our author, Kenneth Abramowitz. Is Abramowitz the proper way to pronounce that, sir?
Yeah, okay. Very good. Go to the head of the class.
Hey, all right. Off to a great start. Well, I know you're very busy, so I want to keep it short. I do want to talk about the book a bit, but given your expertise in this area, I saw, though it doesn't seem to be getting as much attention as maybe I thought it would, these leaked reports that Israel is planning to strike Iran's nuclear facilities. What do you think the likelihood of that is, and if so, the implications?
Well, the likelihood is high, but it's really America's job. I mean, Iran's promised to kill everyone in America, death to America. Mm-hmm. They've also promised to kill everyone in Israel, death to Israel. So it's actually America's job because America has big bombers and big bombs. So, but if America doesn't want to do its job, then it would basically subcontract the challenge to Israel. And so I'm sure Israel's prepared to do that if they have to.
To the book itself here, it's based on the premise that we're fighting this major international war, but we don't really know it. And I'm curious if, one, what that landscape looks like, and has the transition from the previous administration to the current administration changed that any?
Yes, we're in much better shape now with the new administration, but even the new administration doesn't have a full grasp of the challenge. We're in what I call World War III. We've been attacked, by the way, you can attack people physically. You also can attack people by attacking their culture.
Right.
So I'm very sensitive to cultural warfare. So the enemies are the Reds, the Greens, and the Blues. The communists, color-coded Reds, the Green, the Islamists, and the Blues, the globalists. And they've declared war on us. And the question is, when do we respond? But in terms of countries, the Reds are China, Russia. The Greens are Iran and Qatar. And the Blue is the color-coded blue for the UN colors, is the UN and the World Economic Forum and drug cartels. So we're in a state of war, not because we want to be in a state of war, but when the Reds, the Greens, the Blues declare war on you, you're in a war. And so the question is, when are we going to respond? When are we going to protect ourselves? When are we going to manage ourselves like we're in World War III? And the new administration, although it's a breath of fresh air, still hasn't grasped that it's in World War III right now and has to manage itself accordingly.
Let's talk about the green aspect of this. Obviously, Trump making global headlines with this visit to the Middle East, visiting with a lot of world leaders that U.S. presidents haven't, and making declarations, for example, of the lifting of sanctions on Syria just to give them a chance under new leadership, which many people see this as a way to isolate what is potentially the most dangerous country in the Middle East, that's Iran, and to sort of show a better way, if you will, and how it can be beneficial to economically benefit from one another and so forth. The overall, what you see as the plan that Trump is embarking on in the Middle East, your thoughts on that?
Well, President Trump's made the obvious decision that by becoming extra good friends with Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, and Qatar, we can isolate Iran. Also, he wanted to send a message to Russia and China that America is reviving its economy, and with $10 billion, or so, trillion rather, of investment coming in, and they're going to be left behind if they don't want to be friends of America. So those were the two messages that he wanted to send. I think he sent two good messages. My only dispute is that Qatar is a half friend, half enemy,
right,
also known as a frenemy, and he shouldn't have treated them like a 100% friend. He should have treated them like a frenemy, not a friend.
Do you think this approach will work? And if it doesn't work in terms of bringing Iran, you know, to its knees, if you will, because they become isolated. Do you think that it will still be better off anyhow?
Well, I think Iran is not going to be intimidated by anything. I think they're not going to be intimidated by befriending Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, and Qatar. So I don't think it's going to avoid a military war. Trump is hoping that it avoids a military war, but I don't see how to avoid a war with the death cult. It's like avoiding war in 1939 with Nazi Germany. Right. The war was inevitable. You can't negotiate it away.
We're talking with our author of the week, Kenneth Abramowitz. The book, The Multifront War, Defending America from Political Islam, China, Russia, Pandemics, and Racial Strife. You had mentioned that we're in a better position with an administration that seems to have a better grasp about this multifront war. Some areas still that you feel they aren't quite on point. Is there one in particular that you feel like, boy, they really have nailed this one, and the approach is just exactly what it needs to be?
Well, in terms of, I divide the administration policy into domestic and foreign. In terms of domestic policy, I give them an A. I think they understand how to fix an economy and fix a culture, so they get an A for that. But for foreign policy, I give them a B because they're not tough enough with Russia, not tough enough with Iran. They are tough enough with China, but Russia and Iran require extra toughness that they're not applying.
Any final thoughts? Of course, you know, people can grab the book. ABC Books, North Glenstone, our sponsor of our Author of the Week segment. But just in terms of your maybe overall feeling and sense about whether we will be, how much better off, if we will be better off when it comes to this multi-front war after a Trump administration?
Oh, we'll be in much better shape because the previous administration, basically, I hate to say this, was working against the Greens and the Blues.
Yeah.
It was so infiltrated by our foreign enemies. Now, the country's being run by real Americans, so that's like a breath of fresh air.
Well, yeah, I guess recognizing your enemy is a good first step in the right direction. Our author of the week, Kenneth Abramowitz, the book, The Multifront War, Defending America from Political Islam, China, Russia, Pandemics, and Racial Strife. Thank you for being with us this morning, sir. Appreciate it greatly.
Yeah, happy to be with you, and people should sign up for my website, SaveTheWest.com. And get my article every 2 weeks.
All right, SaveTheWest.com. We'll also make sure we get that up on our site as well so people can easily find it if they forget. Have a good rest of your day, sir.
Okay, thank you for your time.
You bet. Thank you very much. Springfield's Talk 104.1. And, of course, like all of our Author of the Week books, ABC Books on North Glenstone. And, in fact, they actually have a physical section, so maybe you aren't necessarily interested in one over the other, but it's a great little section that they have over there, so you can just browse through a number of the different books that we've had in terms of interviews over time. And they can, of course, help, especially Valerie. If you get a hold of her over there, she can definitely direct you towards those that are you know, the more popular. I know a lot of times she lets me know that, oh yeah, that one in particular, man, that one was just real popular with people. And or if you have a particular area of interest, she can help lead you in that direction. And of course, all books at ABC Books North Glenstone, locally owned. Good people over there. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.
This is Springfield's Talk 104.1. Your home for Author of the Week, Thursday mornings, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glen.